I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Our next story traces an unlikely path from Thailand to Finland. Stick with me here. Each year, a few thousand Thais, mostly farmers and fishermen, leave their rice fields and fishing boats. They head north, 5,000 miles north, all the way to the Arctic Circle. And as Ray Ellen Bichel reports, it's all because of berries.
In northern Finland, some 15 miles inside the Arctic Circle, a half dozen Thai men walk through marshy, mossy forest, eyes to the ground. They're dressed like colorful bank robbers with knitted face masks to keep the biting flies and mosquitoes away. With each scoop through the moss comes a thump of berries hitting the bottom of the 20-gallon buckets they lug on their backs. Cloudberries, bilberries, and lingonberries.
It's a superfood.
Superfood. Jukka Kristo is CEO of a berry processing company called Polerica. You've probably never heard of these berries outside the cafeteria line at IKEA, but they are huge in some parts of the world.
Cloudberry, we are saying it's a yellow gold. The cloudberry is our gold.
The berries are popular in Europe, but also increasingly in East Asia, where they go into cosmetics and pharmaceuticals. But it's hard to meet demand because the plants haven't been domesticated. They only grow wild. And the place they grow best is the Arctic upper reaches of Sweden, Finland, and Norway, which is where the big berry processing companies crop up.
Nowadays, they are all depending in Thai pickers.
Polerica alone recruits about 1,000 people from northeast Thailand, most of them farmers and fishermen. This year, one of them was Alun Sili. Back in June, he planted his rice crops, said goodbye to his wife and two daughters, and took a plane to the place on Earth that is probably the least like home.
While he's sitting in the bus and he looks beside the road and see all the thing on the way to north, he just thinks like, how can I make money here to support my family?
Sili is 42, and this is his 8th time in Finland. Now he oversees one of Polerica's berry-picking camps. We spoke to him through a translator who works for the company.
He said first year he came, he feel like, oh, here in 2 months, you can make big amount. That is his thinking in first year.
He says he can take home $3,000 to $5,000 in some years. That's about quadruple what he'd make at home fishing and farming. But there were some cultural adjustments to make and rules to learn, like don't drive on snowmobile routes. Don't go in the border zone with Russia, or you might get arrested. And expect to run into reindeer.
He said, when I look at them and I saw them in on the road, I'm scared that the car gonna hit them because they walked just on the road.
At the end of the day, the 90 pickers at this camp start to arrive with their berry loads. Unloading crates of bilberries, they weigh them to tally their earnings and stack them in towers of crates to be picked up the next day. They work about 13 hours a day for 3 months. The crazy thing is, no one hires them to do this.
Yeah, that's right.
As Markku Wallin of the Finnish Ministry of Employment and the Economy explains, they're considered entrepreneurs. That's because they don't necessarily come here on a work contract. They come to take advantage of a very Nordic thing. Every man's right, which basically makes it a human right to pick wild fruit, mushrooms, and flowers.
There's no law which prevents you from picking berries.
You can even pick berries on private property.
It comes from the very, very long Finnish tradition.
So when Thai farmers go to Finland to pick berries, they're mostly paid for the weight of berries they bring in. The hope is they'll earn enough to repay the loans they took out for airfare, visa fees, gas, food, and lodging. But if the harvest is poor, like it was in 2009, the pickers go home in debt. Sweden and Finland have recently made steps towards improving the conditions of berry pickers, but the industry still has a lot of work to do. In the last couple years, scathing reports have compared the industry to human trafficking and modern slavery. Charlotta Hedberg is a professor at Umeå University in Sweden.
The industry is making money, taking workers from the other part of the world and working excessive working hours for low payment, a work that no Swede would ever do.
Even, she says, with high unemployment in Sweden right now. And yet, despite the problems in the past few years, people keep coming. At the berry picking camp in Finnish Lapland, Thai workers explain what they plan to do with the money they made this year as they chow down on rice loaded with cabbage and chicken.
Or build a house. Buy a car, new car.
And another man, Chakrit Phangkam, is particularly excited about something he found in the woods one day.
Like a horse. Bigger than a horse and fatter.
It was a moose, and it left an 8-point antler that Phangkam plans to hang on his wall when he gets home later this month.
Like a horse and buffalo mixed together.
For The World, I'm Raylan Bichelle, Finland.